The views expressed on the following program are the views of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, their management, their donors, their underwriters, nor their seventh-born sons. Broadcasting from our secret underground studio in Olympia, Washington, it is time for the Thunderbolts. Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day you turned on your radio and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee! Right. It is March 31st, 2019, the fifth Friday, meaning this is the Thunderbolt's greatest strikes this week. But the Thunderbolt will return in just a moment. But first, a few words from your discount Looking Glass outlet. E. Caveat. Emptor. Sucker.
Yes, kids, I have spectacular news for you this week, because after decades of painstaking and exhaustive research, I have finally figured out what is wrong with the world. And never fear, my loyal listeners, yes, both of you, for I am about to reveal the secret in an explosive Thunderbolt exclusive. Kids, we have fallen through a discount looking glass.
Consider, what if you reported a crime and they threw you into jail for reporting it, while the actual criminal received a promotion? Well, that is exactly what Barack Obama has been doing to more whistleblowers than all other presidents in the country's history combined. Really? What the hell kind of looking glass is that? What if you were robbed of nearly everything you own, but when you called the police explained that the robber had subsequently lost all your money gambling in a casino, and now that in addition to your losses from the theft, you must also pay for his gambling debts? Well, that is exactly what Wall Street just did to all of us, and that was exactly the government's response. Wow. That looking glass must have some kind of nasty crap on the lens, eh? And what can you say when motherhood, the job that not only carries more responsibility than any other, but is also one of the hardest and the most demanding, receives not one duly of any squat concerning financial remuneration for their efforts, whilst arrogant, sociopathic, human-mutant hybrids who do nothing but suck our world dry receive compensation that is so over-the-top, overblown, that is quite literally insane? Jeez, this looking glass must have been manufactured by a child slave in a third world sweatshop or something. I think we should demand a refund.
Since incredibly vile practices are routinely given innocuous and innocent-sounding names to make them seem a little less bad and nasty than they actually are, then this week the Thunderbolt is proud to perform yet another public service for my listeners by presenting a conversion chart in order that you may translate modern terminology from political doublespeak into plain English. So when they call it collateral damage, what they really mean is murder. When they call it rendition, what they are actually talking about is kidnapping. When they call it enhanced interrogation, what they really mean is torture. When they say they misspoke, what they mean is that they lied. When they speak of a disposition matrix, what they are talking about is a secret kill list. When they claim they are providing humanitarian aid, what they mean is they are going to economically dominate, invade, or occupy. When they speak of a sensitive issue, what they mean is an embarrassing and/or an illegal issue. When they talk about consent, what they mean is that you had better agree or else. This should come as no surprise to any Thunderbolt listener, but an ex-Guantanamo prison guard has just published a book claiming that three Guantanamo detainees, whom the military had told us committed suicide, were actually tortured to death. So here is what I think, a very good question. Since almost everything that Pentagon officials say to us later turns out to be a lie, then why does anyone still listen to a single word that those people say? Why is it that every time they try to say anything, they aren't just drowned out by a chorus of raspberries, showered with hurled flotsam and jetsam, and drowned out with cries of liar, liar, pants on fire?
This song is for all the political prisoners, both here and around the world. For the people incarcerated for fraud, stealing and larceny, and all other crimes involving property. For it's nothing but the state protecting the rich from the poor. Ever since we lost our common ground, that's what the law's been for. For drug offenses, does the state really care about your own misguided will? No, they're protecting the profits of the pharmaceutical and tobacco corporations, and you must suffer for the oligopoly of the few.
So Keith Alexander was recently exposed for lying to a Senate committee.
I see no criminals.
This is a serious crime.
Political prisoners.
For which I can absolutely guarantee would earn you or I a trip to prison where we can do it.
This song is for all the political prisoners.
Even the media machine had to take note of Alexander's lies, since they were so blatant, and since they were so quickly and so publicly exposed. And keep in mind, his lies were absolutely not told for any patriotic good of the country or national security reasons. No, his lies were told to cover up the vilest of imaginable criminal activity. Virtually all criminal activity conducted by the government is now classified for national security reasons. And for good reason. And since the federal courts are also made up almost wholly of fascists these days, then don't hold your breath waiting for any criminal indictments. At least not for people like Keith Alexander. If you're a regular person, though, you may want to immediately cover your ass. Now, as I have also pointed out several times, they can't start prosecuting people, because once they started, it would almost instantly turn into an avalanche enveloping nearly everyone in the federal government. And so, their nasty crimes are indeed kept secret for the security of the country.
This song is for all the political prisoners, both here and around the world. For the people incarcerated for fraud, stealing, and larceny, and all other crimes involving property. For it's nothing but the state protecting the rich from the poor.
The problem is that the country they are securing
lost our common ground
is also the same country that is committing all of these crimes.
Yeah, I see no criminals. I see performing political prisoners.
So after Keith Alexander explained that what he said was the least untruthful thing that he could say, which is probably another lie. And after he got caught red-handed with his pants down and with his other hand deep into the cookie jar, after all of that, nothing further happened. Nothing. Nada. Zilch. Jack all. Business as usual, just continued without hitch or hammer. Absolutely nothing further of any kind in any way, shape, or form was done on this matter in any manner whatsoever, pro forma, or howsoever, otherwise, whosoever, weatherwise, or whensoever. Never. Ever. Whatever. They aren't even trying to hide it anymore. They don't need to hide it anymore. Mr. Alexander not only did not go to prison, but he even kept his job. He not only kept his job, but he was called in once again to testify, i.e. offer more lies, to the very same Senate committee that he had already been so famously caught lying to. These days, whenever Mr. Alexander is spouting on the media machine, you might hear the talking heads occasionally snicker and say, "Yeah, didn't Alexander get caught lying to Congress a while back? Isn't that funny? Ha ha ha." The media machine still treats him with deference rather than with raspberries. I'm sure the good senators in that hearing also played their roles well, and that they still showed the proper deference to this lying piece of human slime during his latest testimony. Kids, this is insane. Literally. And speaking of lies, I don't listen to the State of the Union address. Every time I see Barack Obama's picture on my computer, I feel like throwing things at it. And since I'm still paying for my current computer, I don't want to risk doing something in a peak of passion that I will later regret. According to reports, though, the Obama evidently asked Congress for a blank check to throw the U.S. military at whomever he pleases. He claims that Bush's authorization back in the day is all he needs to do whatever he wants to do. But since his argument has holes big enough to throw the planet of Jupiter through, with room left over, then he is rather plaintively begging Congress to give him a new authorization. And Congress is reportedly more than willing to go along. They're just quibbling over those devilish details. He also reportedly bragged again about how, unlike his predecessor, he does not torture people. No, he does not torture people. As he previously stated, that just isn't who we are. No, Obama doesn't arrest people without a trial and then torture them. Obama just kills them. Much less messy. I guess that is who we are. As youth find their educational and economic opportunities disappearing before their very eyes, perhaps it is time to think outside the box and consider alternative educational prospects that take into account the likely financial situation young people will soon find themselves facing. There is a unique opportunity that exists that will not only provide invaluable expertise for dealing with this bewildering new world in which you find yourselves thrust, but the experience itself is guaranteed to change your entire view of life. Yes, kids, I'm talking about Club Fed. Tell me, have you ever considered how you could stretch the family budget during those lean times at the end of the month if only you knew how to pick locks and neutralize alarm systems? Perhaps you would like to know how to supplement your slave wage by cooking a little meth in your spare time. Just think how handy it could be to know how to steal someone's identity and credit card numbers. Would you like to learn how to produce fire, alcoholic beverages, or lethal weapons under almost any condition or circumstance? Well, I'm happy to announce that Club Fed offers intensive graduate-level courses on all of the above subjects and many more in addition, and school is now in session. Yes, kids. In a move that reflects their genius, your government has concentrated most of the criminal masterminds throughout the entire country into confined, intensely personal spaces where they associate with no one but other criminals who have absolutely nothing to do but learn to hate the world even more than they already did and to share their trade secrets. Yes, kids, it's education by immersion. So relax, make yourself at home, slip off your cheap rubber slip-ons and loosen your chains. Just consider some of Club Fed's amenities, for instance, the menu. It's tasteless and largely inedible slop of a largely unidentifiable nature. Consider the cuisine. It exactly complements the menu. Our recreational activities include staring at walls and walking in circles. The services include 24-hour armed security, a change of bedding every few weeks. Restroom facilities, you can rest assured, are cleaned after every few hundred uses. Nature lovers, you'll be amazed at the incredible diversity of the parasitic insect population and at the proliferation of disease-bearing microorganisms. you can enjoy dull and uninteresting conversation with the ignorant and untrained staff. You can put some edge in your life by spending every minute of every day surrounded by violent psychopaths. You have to watch out for some of the other inmates, too. Or, if you prefer, you can just relax and enjoy the scenic view featuring vast expanses of pretty razor wire glittering picturesquely in the sunset, the entire scene framed by the quaint little gun towers. And in addition to all that, you automatically become part of the prison industrial complex, which is the fastest growing industry in the United States. And best of all, I saved the best for last for you kids, there are neither women nor children nor any normal social interaction of any kind to distract you from your studies. You have all the time you need to devote to the learning the fine arts of thievery, corruption, and mayhem. Yes, kids. Come learn from the masters. Act now to take advantage of this special offer. Club Fed. It's a stop that you'll never forget. Thousands of positions are available immediately.
Often mention that while people continue to grow and to evolve throughout their lives, a lot of very important stuff gets hardwired into our brains when we are still small children, and even before we are born. I often mention this fact because most people don't seem to take this fact into account when dealing with other people. There are always exceptions to every rule, but certain stimuli will usually produce results that are usually predictable. And in that context, I also often mention the fact that virtually everyone who is in prison for a violent crime was violently abused as a child. I often mention this fact.
The streets reaching up to the open window.
Because most people don't know that fact, even though I personally consider that fact.
Much information leaks in and shoots up my spine.
To be the single most significant fact underlying the whole problem.
Lifting my head.
With violence in our culture.
Off the pillow.
Now, serial killers are an exception to this rule.
And dust rises when I set my feet on.
But they are exception to a lot of rules, so whatever.
I'm breathing in and out while I try to focus.
Anyway, there were some famous experiments back in the 1970s.
I feel okay, I twist my mouth to say what little there.
Wherein a rat would be placed in a cage with nothing but two sources of water.
Cause it's a question of constructing an imitation. It's a question of constructing an imitation of conditions. To survive, to survive, to survive. This situation, 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 situation.
One of these sources of water
to survive
consisted of plain water.
This situation,
whilst the other
situation
was laced with morphine.
Far away, but I'm missing nothing.
The rats not only almost invariably chose the drugged water, but they tended to keep drinking the drugged water until it killed them. Conclusions were drawn. But then, a researcher at Simon Fraser University named Bruce Alexander headed a team that tried a new twist. Rather than placing a rat into an empty cage with no other stimulation whatsoever, the equivalent of solitary confinement,
full motion
motion, no variation. This need for speed, the notion of commotion. This
the researchers instead created a rat heaven.
Anything wrong with the picture?
It's a question.
They put a bunch of rats into a cage together, and then they supplied their rats with ample cheese and other rat delicacies. In addition to colored balls to play with, tunnels to explore, and lots of opportunities to have lots of sex. These rats were also supplied with two water spigots, and one of these spigots also dispensed plain water, whilst the other also dispensed drugs. And yep, you guessed it. Virtually none of these rats ever chose the drugged water. They had better things to do. There are some nuances and exceptions and criticisms of this study, but the core contention has stood the test of time. Personally, I think conclusions can be drawn. So why do we need to keep learning?
Of constructing an imitation of conditions.
Things that we already know. And we're going to take a quick station break. The Thunderbolt will be right back. The views expressed on the Thunderbolt are my views, and no one else's. Those views do not necessarily reflect the views of any of the stations that air the Thunderbolt, nor anybody that has anything to do with any of those stations. And now, back to the Thunderbolt. National Public Radio has a new friend. National Public Radio is now selling ads.
No, I got a brand new friend.
Yes, our so-called public national news network that just spent 2 weeks begging me for money is now selling ads for corporate interests.
No, I got a brand new friend.
Such as Lumber Liquidator. They are selling them on their NPR phone app.
And if I was in the trouble, she'd better make somebody pay.
According to NPR, the response has been roundly positive.
You know I treat my lady man fine, and you know she always sharp.
Well, I hate to be squarely negative.
Sharp.
Not.
You know I treat my lady man fine, no, she's always sharp.
But there have already been many instances of NPR failing to cover negative information.
You can always tell Lady May
about generous donors.
Even if you feel her in the dark.
Well, the fig leaf of things like grants and underwriting was pretty scandalous. At least they made the attempt at the appearance of not being corporate whores, if not the actual substance of not actually being corporate whores. Yes, kids, with this outright selling of ads, NPR has just taken the final step down the corporate path to propaganda hell. Of that, I am roundly positive. I do not expect them to change their name to National Corporate Radio anytime soon, though.
I definitely think. Go ahead on.
Now, in another sign of the times, two off-duty Seattle firefighters and another friend of theirs beat up a bunch of homeless people in Pioneer Square in Seattle. One very interesting aspect of this incident is that the firefighters involved made the unquestioned assumption that since they were firefighters, and since the people they were beating up were homeless, then they could get away with lying and claiming that they had been attacked by the homeless people and were simply defending themselves rather than the truth, which was the other way around. They were confident of this because that is almost always the way it works out.
So please don't start no trouble.
They even went back to the square and beat up some more homeless people after they called the police and reported the incident. Unfortunately for one of the firefighters, a homeless person finally got tired of this crap and stabbed him. Another unfortunate aspect of this particular incident for the firefighters was that there were numerous outraged witnesses. Who directly contradicted their account of being attacked by the homeless people, and they emphatically stated on no uncertain terms that, in fact, the fact was that quite the opposite was the actual fact, and, in fact, that was a fact. I paraphrased there. And another aspect of this situation that I suspect the errant firefighters failed to take into account...
Mama, baby!
...is that there is a tsunami of outrage building in this country... over police brutality these days, and thanks partly to the work of organizations such as Real Change, it is now becoming highly uncool and politically incorrect to dehumanize homeless people.
Well, now I'm loving you, woman.
So, last week, Real Change organized a rally and a protest in Pioneer Square over this incident, and this rally was attended by a large number of firefighters who were there to stand in solidarity with the homeless and to make clear that those three a-holes did not represent them. So, good on the SFD, and let us now contemplate the musings of Dylan Thomas. Though they go mad, they shall be sane. Though they sink through the sea, they shall rise again. Though lovers be lost, love shall not. And death shall have no dominion. And now, my loyal listeners, it's time for a brand new Thunderbolt feature that I am calling War and Circus.
Oh yeah!
Actually, I really hate it really a lot when something like the Ukraine crisis happens. Really.
I spent 10 years on my life.
There is nothing else on the frigging news except this farcical, manufactured passion play that is being ginned up like a choreographed Broadway show. When I try to enter news gathering mode, I find myself constantly having to change sites or stations because I have absolutely no interest in listening to or reading about any BS concerning the Ukraine crisis. Breathless solemnity, the talking heads on the TV machine will predictably report on what he said, what she said, and what they said. Susan and her brother, Charles Green Boy. People will likely learn a few things about the Ukraine they did not know. In the back seat, and they took the four eyes. Otherwise, the media machine says absolutely nothing that is in any way enlightening. Kingdoms of the radio. Or even anything that is truly relevant.
Too much revolution, then.
Russia did something that would be business as usual if the Americans were doing it. But since Russia did it, then Putin has suddenly become the latest evil threat to civilization that we must arm ourselves to the teeth to defend ourselves against.
It will be time.
Yes, it's time for Obama and Putin to face each other and engage in the ancient ritual of wagging of the penis as everyone in the United States and Russia gets all hot with the foreplay. Yes, Putin is now a national hero in Russia for standing up to the great American bully. Being on Obama's sanction list has become a status symbol of which Russian officials boast. And being on Russia's sanction list has become a status symbol of which American officials boast. Here in the US of A, every news outlet right and left and nearly every politician, Democratic and Republican, are donning their codpieces and tights and getting ready once again to bravely send other mothers' sons into danger.
In Times Square now, people do the polka. Dominance. Submission.
Radios appear.
This New Year's Eve was the final barrier.
Dominance.
Submission.
Radios appear.
We took you up and we put you in the backseat.
Dominance.
Submission.
Radios appear.
From year to year, we looked up for the venture.
Dominance.
Submission.
Radios appear.
Dominance.
Here is the official Thunderbolt take on the Ukraine crisis.
Dominance.
When we rose up in mass and prevented Obama's Syrian madness,
dominance.
The war machine was taken aback.
Mission.
For a minute.
Dominance.
Typically, this did not last long.
Submission.
Dominance.
They have simply dusted off and resurrected a tried and true bogeyman from the past to instill new terror into the hearts of Americans so as to justify spending lots and lots of money on guns and bombs and terror and death.
Dominance.
Which is by far our largest and our most profitable export these days.
Submission.
Now we must support the Ukrainian people's freedom.
Submission.
They bravely used Western cash to rise up and overthrow a democratically elected government. And then installed an unelected interim government that consists of Western puppets. And then, with amazing speed and alacrity, the unelected government signed the trade agreement with the EU that was the cause of this whole revolution to begin with. Wow! What a happy coincidence for the Western powers. Evidently, signing this agreement just could not wait for a few months until another democratically elected government could be seated, and or until there was some education and debate about the costs and benefits of this agreement to the people of the Ukraine. According to the media machine, though, with the signing of this agreement, the Ukraine has now been saved. They have narrowly escaped the financial chains in which the arch-evil Putin wished to enslave them. But now, they are going to be wrapped into the cold steel embrace of the International Monetary Fund instead. How happy for the Ukraine! Yippee! Those bad boys at the IMF is going to lay some austerity love on the Ukraine's ass now. And I'm thinking after a dose of that infamous IMF austerity fire, then memories of that old Russian frying pan may soon begin to grow fonder in the eyes of some Ukrainians. There is a secret revolution happening right in the middle of the Syrian madness. It turns out that a bunch of anarchists have seized control of a Syrian province called Rojava, and they have established a government based upon a concept known as democratic confederalism, which is a form of grassroots democracy based upon local assemblies and one that is highly respectful of human rights in general and women's rights in particular. They practice a form of feminism known as genealogy, or the science of women. And in fact, genealogy is central to their social revolution. Much of the focus of the revolution has been addressing the extreme levels of violence that women in the area have endured, as well as increasing female leadership in all political institutions. All fighting forces study genealogy as part of their training, and it is also taught in the new community centers. In addition, they have done away with the standard punitive approach to crime and criminals, and they have instead implemented the practices of restorative justice that I have previously described at great length in the Thunderbolt. Everyone, including women, are to receive military training, and it is proposed that everyone will become part of the militia, thus eliminating the need for a police force. Now, this is some exciting stuff. ISIS, al-Nusra, and the Turkish government forces all regularly attack Rojava, and they could use whatever support you are able to give. I am now going to read an excerpt from the preamble to the Rojava Charter. In pursuit of freedom, justice, dignity, and democracy, and led by principles of equality and environmental sustainability, this charter proclaims a new social contract based upon mutual and peaceful coexistence and understanding between all strands of society. It protects fundamental human rights and liberties and reaffirms the people's right to self-determination. Under this charter, we, the people of the autonomous regions, unite in a spirit of reconciliation, pluralism, and democratic participation so that all may express themselves freely in public life. In building a society that is free from authoritarianism, militarism, centralism, and the intervention of religious authority into public affairs, this charter recognizes Syria's territorial integrity and aspires to maintain domestic and international peace. And in establishing this charter, we declare a political system and a civil administration founded upon a social contract that reconciles the rich mosaic of Syria through a transitional phase from dictatorship, civil war, and destruction to a new democratic society where civic life and social justice are preserved.
Damn. Sounds like a plan to me.
That's it for the news and commentary this week. It's time to get to work. And thus ends part one of the Thunderbolt, Why You Should Be Upset. Next comes part two, What Can Be Done About It? Across Cascadia, the masses are arising in response to
the Olympia Action Alert
for the week of June 1st through June 7th, 2019. All right, it's time to get out your pen and paper or your tablet or your photographic memory or whatever you use to store information because it's time for the calendar. This first calendar event is today. It's happening right now, in fact, if you're listening to Free Radio Olympia. This is the Flag Olympia Garage Sale. Starts at 8 a.m., goes till 4 p.m., and it is at 2716 68th Court Southwest. And this event was organized by Flag Olympia. That's PFLAG, and I forget what the letters stand for, but they are an organization that advocates for alternatively sexed people. This message is from them. This annual garage sale helps our chapter support local LGBTQ causes throughout our community, including Capital City Pride. People will be stopping by and donating. They will also be messaging us for pickup or drop-off, though the only contact information I have here is a Facebook event. So anyway, this is the Flag Olympia Garage Sale, Saturday, June 1st, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 2716 68th Court Southwest. The next event is called Mission Impact, Our Collective Future Luncheon. This will be Tuesday, June 4th, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the South Puget Sound Community College Lacey Campus. That's at 4220 6th Avenue Southeast in Lacey. And this event was organized by the YWCA Olympia, and this is their message. The Mission Impact, Our Collective Future Luncheon is an experiential and participatory event that will engage you in YWCA mission dialogue. Discover with us what it looks like to build and live in an anti-racist community. There is a contact phone number, and that would be 360-352-0593. Again, 360-352-0593, and there's a Facebook event. So again, this is Mission Impact, Our Collective Future Luncheon, Tuesday, June 4th, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the South Puget Sound Community College, Lacey Campus, 4220 6th Avenue Southeast in Lacey. Next, we have the End of Session Debrief with the 22nd Legislative District Legislators. That's a mouthful. This is Thursday, June 6th, from 5 to 6 p.m. at the House Rules Room. That's in room 123 of the LEG building, and that's at the Washington State Capitol, which is at 416 Sid Snyder Avenue, Southwest. And Snyder is spelled S-N-Y-D-E-R. And this event was organized by Planned Parenthood Boats Northwest and Hawaii. We will wrap up the 2019 legislative session with Planned Parenthood and the 22nd Legislative District Legislators, Senator Hunt, Representative Dolan, and Representative Doglio. Join us to debrief on session, talk about Planned Parenthood's priority bills, and ask questions. We will wrap the night up with info on how you can get involved in our next phase of advocacy and an opportunity to sign up or to volunteer. They have a web page here that is really, really long that I'm not going to read, and there's a Facebook event. Otherwise, I have no more contact information. So again, this is the end of session debrief with the 22nd Legislative District Legislators, Thursday, June 6th, from 5 to 6 p.m. at the House Rules Room, Room 123 in the LEG Building, Washington State Capitol, 416 Sid Snyder Avenue, Southwest. And finally, on Friday, June 7th, we have Bat Talk and Walk. This will be from 7 to 9 p.m. at Traditions Cafe, and that's at 300 5th Avenue Southwest. This event was organized by the STREAM team of Thurston County, and this is their message. Are you crazy about bats? People will be joining us, and local bat expert Greg Falxa, F-A-L-X-A, for fun, fact-filled bat talk and a walk to learn about bat habitat, needs, basic bat biology, and their unique life strategies. A bat walk to follow at Capitol Lake at 9:15 p.m. No registration is necessary for the walk. And I have no contact information other than a Facebook event. So again, this is a bat talk and walk, Friday, June 7th, 7 to 9 p.m. at Traditions Cafe, 300 5th Avenue Southwest. And that's it for the calendar this week, and that's it for the Thunderbolt this week. The Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. The Thunderbolt airs at Saturday at 1 a.m. on KAOS 89.3 FM Olympia. It airs at noon every Saturday on Free Radio Olympia, sometimes at 91.9 FM. It airs at 2 a.m. every Monday on KHUH 104.9 FM Seattle, and at 11 a.m. every Monday and 11 p.m. every Friday on Rainier Avenue Radio.world. And I even have a time for a bonus tip of the week this week. Take the circus out of your wars. Peace, and we'll see you next week. The Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. Neither the stations that air the Thunderbolt, their sponsors, their members, their underwriters, nor anyone else that has much to do with anything else in any way, is responsible for the content of the Thunderbolt. Nor do they necessarily agree with the views expressed on the Thunderbolt. If you have any comments, or if you wish to express an opposing opinion, you should send an email to dana98501@gmail.com. And we will make arrangements. And I hope that you have a day. And a quick note here. The Thunderbolt is on Facebook, where you can find links to the show and to the show notes. Or you can go to radioforall.net. That's radio4all.net. Where you can also find the show notes, as well as a year's worth of downloadable episodes of the Thunderbolt.
Thank you very much.